Okay, Ash, for the intro. Here's my
Okay.
I'm gonna like enter into like, you know those radio stations where it's like the girl reading the love story? I'm gonna try to like do a sultry voice. I'm gonna have Michaela find like a wow chicken wah wah kind of song.
Okay.
And then I need you to do sound effects. Here, use my can if it's necessary. Like an ASMR moment.
Oh, okay.
Hello out there, all our UA listeners. We want to welcome you to a special Valentine's episode. Oh. So crack open a cold one. Crack open two. And get nice and cozy as we talk about love. Because in a couple days, it's all about you, lovers. So whether you're hanging out with the one you love or you're home alone building a Lego set, hypothetically, this episode's for you. Fair chicken chicken. You hear it, Michaela? You hear it?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
That was the worst. That was not
all you of handed the sound me the, You handed me the can and you were like, why the sound effects?
But why did it open twice?
I think I did the fizz and then I did the pop.
Okay.
Instead of the fizz pop. Fizz pop.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice with...
Hey lovers. Ashley, Nicole.
And Taryn Renee.
I said Ashley, Nicole.
You know what? So we recently went on Pretty Basic, which you haven't... If you haven't listened to that episode in that collab, you should. It was a great time. But I don't know if you had the same experience I did, but they start so professional.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching them and I was like, should we do that?
Yeah, well, probably a good 80% of podcasts I listen to do.
Okay.
You know, but, and I've always been aware that we don't, but some of my favorites don't.
That's true. I feel
and
like.
And I like the
our
rawness.
Our intro should always be a hot mess because that's just us.
Yeah.
But then we should work on like our tagline of like, okay, the episode's starting.
I have been trying to get better at like, welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. Da 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 da. This is when we answer your, you know, whatever.
Because there's episodes we don't say that at all.
There have been times where I'm like, what if this was a new listener?
What if this is a loser?
What if this is a loser? Only cool kids allowed. Get out.
Anyways, so we are a podcast that consists of people sending in stories and us giving our solicited but unsolicited advice.
It's very true.
And we love you all. Today, specifically, we are going in on Valentine's theme.
All about love.
I'm wearing red on my body and on my lips.
I'm wearing pink, and I had to borrow this from Alicia's closet.
You did?
I was like...
You don't have red?
Taryn...
I really can't picture you in red, actually.
You know, I don't... I do, but they're more like going out tops.
Oh, you didn't want to be like in the club?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're definitely like more tank toppy, haltery, booby ones. And I was like, and I immediately,
our
5% for some reason,
males are like, dang, I just did a warning.
My only, Taryn was like, wear something Valentine's Day. And for some reason, my head went pink. And I opened my closet and I was like, I've literally got nothing. Yeah. So I had to go into Alicia's room to get this.
Love that. Yeah. No, you look great.
Thank you.
I figured that we could start this episode by I'm going to tell you some pickup lines.
Ooh.
And you can rate them.
Ooh, this is good.
Let's do an overall rating, or should we do like you rating if this would... No, because I don't think any pickup lines would work on you.
So you never know.
Oh, okay.
It depends on how hot the guy is that's using them.
Oh. Okay. I feel like any pickup line would work on me if it was cheesy, because that's my humor, but okay. Ready?
Yes.
Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes?
If I was sitting at a bar and some guy sat down
intoxicated
and some guy sat down and said that to me, I would laugh out loud and I'd be like, hi, I'm Ashley. And I wouldn't it wouldn't necessarily like pick me up. But I would be intrigued.
It's the cold start.
I would be intrigued.
Here I am.
Yeah. Like the cockiness it takes to do that, I would be like, let's at least have a fun conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place? Presumptuous.
Very.
What do you rate it?
What are we doing? Are we doing like a number system, a yes or no?
I feel like 1 through 10 is too hard. So let's do 1 through 5. 1 being you would be like, leave me alone. And okay. 5 being like, yeah, I'm
Microsoft crash at your place. I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, okay. That's like a fair, fair one. Okay. Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date?
You love dates. I love dates. I literally had some this morning. I'm not a fan. I'm going to go 2.
2? You're saving the 1 for like a really bad one. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were a Transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine.
1.
I loved it. Okay. I really wish I was cross-eyed so I could see you twice.
3.
Okay. Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
2.
You have to have a level of cockiness to like pull that off.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just picturing like the most swaggy guy saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. With like his shirt unbuttoned all the way down. Yeah.
Maybe a chain.
Yeah. Did your license get suspended for driving all these guys crazy?
Ooh. I'd give it a 2.5.
Wow. Harsh. Okay. Ew, I hate this one. Did you just come out of the oven? Because you're hot.
That, I picture a guy that's so drunk.
Yeah.
That like, maybe he's walking past, he sees me and he's like, I'm going to do it, you know, and then just says that. And I would smile and laugh, but I wouldn't give him, it wouldn't work.
So it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. Excuse me. I was just blinded by your beauty. So I'm going to need your name and phone number for insurance purposes.
Ooh, okay.
That's like an elaborate one.
That's very elaborate. 3.
3. Yeah. Okay. So our favorite is still the first one.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if you had an extra heart because mine was stolen.
Because mine was stolen. I think 3.
Yeah. Anyways.
That was fun.
That's it. I really want to find the type of guys that still use those pickup lines. You know?
I that's what I mean is I picture all of this happening at a bar or someplace where everyone's drinking, because that's the kind of guy that I imagine like walking up and using one of those lines.
Yeah.
It's like he's been drinking. He's with his buddies.
Yeah.
He's like, he sees me across the room and maybe his buddies were like, go for it, bro. And yeah, he was like, that's all it took. You know, he didn't need any more convincing. Yeah. He just needed someone to say, do it, because that's how drunk he is.
This has been, I've been building up for this. Yeah. Dude, you know what my new freaking hobby is? For some reason, when I'm on TikTok, you know how like TikTok's been pushing like lives?
Yes.
So I always get these like lame dudes, like the type of dudes that you know post pure thirst traps and they think they're the hottest people on the planet. Mm-hmm. And my hobby's been, I will literally join the live and I'll type out a pickup line and send it and just see like what they say. Uh-huh. It's so funny. It literally is so funny. Like what was one of them I just said? Oh, one of them I did, are you alone? Because you're collecting my interest. And the guy read it. He was like, are you alone? Oh, that's good. And I was just like, and then I just go, ha ha, and then I leave the live. But I just, that's been a hobby of mine because I love.
Hilarious.
Because all these girls are like, you're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll just drop like a cheesy line and just see if they like respond to it. Yeah. But anyways, it's
fun.
Wow. I should start screen recording them and make like a TikTok of that.
You totally should, because that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
You'd be the like.
A new thing.
Yeah.
My goal is for like someone who like follows me to like be on one of these guys' lives and to like see what you would my name
need,
pop up.
Yeah, what you would need to do is you would need a second phone to go live on, and then you could ask people like, who's going on, who's live now that I should like slide
jump
in
onto
and
them.
What should I say? Like, here's the options.
Yep.
We could all rate
vote
which
for
one
it.
You say.
Yeah.
And then you say it and then we can all
Now I have a bunch of new material.
Yeah.
In preparation this for
great.
This episode.
This is really great.
Amazing. Well, do you want to like tell them what we're doing this episode?
Yes, guys. We thought we'd switch things up a little bit on you guys. So if you came here thinking you'd have the same old, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
In the festiveness of Valentine's Day, we decided to ask you guys about your own Valentine's Day experiences. Good, bad, maybe horror ones. anything and everything in between. And you guys showed up and showed out and slid into our DMs and told us all of the fun stories. So we thought we would just kind of like go through and read them all for all of us to know that, hey, maybe
we're
I've been there
alone.
Before. You know, maybe this isn't just me experiencing this on Valentine's
Day. The realest one that I read was someone said, my Valentine horror story is I've never been on a Valentine's Day. I was like, I mean, I feel that. Like, I get it.
We've all been there. This way we can all enjoy a little Valentine's Day festiveness.
Yes.
Whether you're having a Valentine or you're not having a Valentine, this is for all of us.
You'll be Valentine.
You'll be Valentine.
Okay. We are also, I'm not sure if these are anonymous or not. So in consideration of trying not to ruin any lives, we're just going to say all are anonymous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Our first one. I had to have an emergency appendectomy surgery on Valentine's Day one day.
Oh,
one
my
year.
God. What is that?
I just want to know, like, when
like
the
appendix?
Pain hit. Yeah, your appendix out. Which Ooh. Is, like, excruciating pain and very, like, dangerous if you don't get it addressed, you know? So I just, like, want to know.
I've heard it's so
what
painful.
That looks like.
I'm like, did she wake up and immediately start, like, feeling this pain? Or was she, like, halfway through her day and out of nowhere, boom?
I also have a pickup line about an appendix.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Pickup line
time's over. It goes like
over.
This. Shut up. Are you my appendix? Because I got this funny feeling in my stomach and I think I need to take you out.
Ooh.
I
that's
know.
Good.
I know, girl. Okay. Anyways.
Next one. I'll try to keep it short. So a few years ago, my 1-year anniversary with my then boyfriend was coming up. It's on February 15th. A week before, he calls me bawling his eyes out, telling me we need to talk.
Oh, gosh.
Dear God.
Oh, no. Not that we need to talk.
I know.
With boy tears? Wow.
He comes over and tells me he wants to take a break, she adds in quotes. Classic. Am I right? The reason why is pretty irrelevant to the story, so I'll skip it. Well, since V-Day was literally a week away and I assumed we'd still be together then, I had already gotten his V-Day gift. I made this boy open his gift in my room that night while he was crying.
Oh, that is epic.
And each gift was, she adds in all caps, very thoughtful. I filled out one of those Why I Love You books with all of the personalized answers and made him read it out loud.
Okay, if that is not a freaking power move, I don't know what is.
She said, oh, you're breaking up with me? Here's what you're missing out on.
I just picture her standing with her arms crossed, and every time it's like a beautiful thing and he looks up at her, she's like, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yup.
I bet he never got a personalized book like that ever again.
No. And he doesn't deserve to. Okay. Here's another one.
Break up a week before Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's so...
I wish he would have said what his reasoning were.
I know. I'm curious now too.
Y'all always like leave us just like wanting more. Yeah. Okay. In college, a guy asked me on a date and I realized it was Valentine's Day weekend. I didn't like him like that and he kind of creeped me out. Well, so naturally I told him I was sick, which wasn't a complete lie. I had been battling a bad cold all week, so I felt good lying because, you know, still relevant. So the weekend comes and one of my friends convinces me to leave the house since I had been in bed all week. We went to a cheer competition and it really made me feel better. After the competition, we went to our local diner. We eat and I thank my friend for getting me out of the house because I truly feel better. We get up to leave and my friend goes white with wide eyes. Panic sets in and I ask her what's wrong. She tells me to not turn around. But of course I do. And who do I lock eyes with? The guy I told I was too sick to go out.
Oh, no.
Something to know about me is I am awkward as hell. So naturally, I freeze wide-eyed. He asked me, oh, so how are you feeling? And I squeaked out, better. Better. Threw my money at my friend for the bill and ran to the car. I truly could have melted into the ground. We did have a good laugh and he never asked me out again, which I should add, he tried a lot in high school too. And I, of course, was too nice to be honest. It's over 10 years later and I'm still haunted by this memory.
Dear God, that's always that's been
like, what are I've the
never,
odds?
Yeah, I've never been in an area of my life, I think, where I would have lied to someone and possibly run into them.
Yeah.
A lot of my life has just never been that, like, small town-ish. Not that it has to be in a small town, but, like, it's more easier if you go to school in the city you live in. It's more easier, yeah. You know. Anyways, I've never been in that situation before, and that is a fear of mine. Like, I would always, like, if I said something to someone, I think about it all the time, and I'm like, okay, well, I can't post this.
Yeah.
Can't post this story in real time. Because they're going to know.
They're going to know. Yep. So terrifying. Good.
Threw her money and ran. That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, let's get into the next one. Hey, ladies, I thought I would write in a Valentine's themed tearing it up for you because tis the season. About 5 years ago, I found myself in a dating rut after going through a few relationships that left me feeling brokenhearted. I simply did not want to date anyone and needed a break, but this really sweet guy I worked with at a golf equipment store asked me out and I just could not say no. He was just the sweetest guy ever and I felt this gut feeling that I shouldn't pass him up. We went out a few times between November and February, and in retrospect, I feel bad because I was pretty shut down the entire time and wasn't sure if I wanted to be in a relationship. I even practiced breaking up with him with my sister over winter break because I just didn't know how I could do that to him. He was just that sweet and easy to spend time with, and I felt like we should keep seeing him. And when I say we, she wrote I, to be clear.
Ashley just really wants to be in the story. She feels a part of it.
When Valentine's Day rolled around, I made plans with my 5 roommates to all go out for dinner with our significant others and make a fun night out of it. Well, the morning of Valentine's Day, all 5 roommates canceled on me. Wow.
5
roommates is a lot. It makes me think like maybe you were in college or something.
That's even a lot then, like of cancellations. I feel like it's
like max 3-4.
Yeah.
Not 5.
Wow.
They obviously all talked. Yeah. All 5 roommates canceled on me, and I felt so defeated that I texted my sweet guy and told him not to bother coming over. The plans had been canceled, and I'm not in the mood to hang out. He kept insisting that he still wanted to come over and that we could have a quiet evening, just the two of us at my place. I finally gave in, but I was already in my sweats with my hair up and face mask on. My girl.
Love that.
My girl.
Drake said it best. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh my God, what? I just forgot a Drake lyric. Am I okay? Hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's in you, the prettiest.
There you go.
Hopefully you don't tag it wrong. Okay, sorry.
When I opened the door to greet him, I was mortified. He was dressed to impress and came with wine, takeout, flowers, and a gift.
Cute.
I felt so lousy that I was literally in my pajamas and was trying so desperately to cancel our plans for the night. He was really nice about everything, and I was so blown away by everything about him. When it came time to exchange gifts, I was so embarrassed. We hadn't been seeing each other too long and hadn't talked about if we were gifting each other anything, so I thought I'd play it safe, and I got him a cute gag gift. He, of course, gave me a very thoughtful gift. I had told him about a dress that I liked at the place I work at, and he actually bought it for me.
Stop.
When I tell you, I was embarrassed. I felt so lousy when I handed him his gift. I got him a package of big pink martini golf tees with a matching pink sticky note that said, "You're such a tease."
I love her.
On it.
That's literally me.
We laughed so much about everything. It was such a hilarious night and is one of our favorite memories. He asked me to be his girlfriend that night, and 5 years later, we are engaged.
Cute.
We share an apartment and have a sweet little dog named Poppy. I'm so glad he insisted on coming over that night and spending our first Valentine's Day together. Each year, we get to reminisce on that hilarious night and see how far we have come. And yes, we still have the golf tees. Happy Valentine's Day. And then she added a photo of her, her fiance, and Poppy.
Stop it. They're so cute.
They're so cute. I just want to, like, squeeze
Ladies,
Poppy.
If he wanted to, he would. There are so many guys that are like, I can't hang out with her on Valentine's Day. Like, then she's going to think we're, like, serious, and yeah. I just want to keep my options open. Like,
I went out with a guy once that we had only been talking for, like, maybe 2 months. Possibly, and he wanted to see me on Valentine's Day, and I remember being like, that's odd, but like, okay. And then the day of, he comes and picks me up. He was like, oh, I had no idea it was Valentine's Day. I was like, you idiot. Of course you did.
Yeah. But he wanted to seem nonchalant.
Girls look at Valentine's Day and we're like, oh, wow. Like, he asked me out on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Guys look for Valentine's Day to make sure they avoid Valentine's yep. Day. And I'm like, what? What do you mean you didn't know?
He just wanted to seem like he didn't know. Yeah. So it's like a built-in escape route. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly.
Okay. Hi, Ash and Taryn. I'm an Enneagram 2, and I have the perfect Valentine's Day horror story.
Ooh.
So back in 2015, I was in 8th grade, and I had a huge crush on my guy friend Jake. And on Valentine's Day, he came in and gave me a bouquet of roses. And I started to blush so hard, my cheeks were more red than the roses. So all day, I carried around these roses and told all of my friends and all of my teachers that Jake gave me flowers. Well, last period comes around, and he walks up to me, and I kid you not, he says, hey, thank you for holding the roses for me. I'm going to give them to Sarah and ask her to be my girlfriend this period.
Dear God.
Is that not like junior high? Like, yeah. That's something that would
completely
happen.
Oblivious to what he just put her through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was so mortified and upset. I literally thought the whole world was over, but it all worked out in the end. I have such an amazing boyfriend, and I'm so lucky to have him. P.S. I love you guys and your podcast and both of your channels. XOXO Anonymous.
Oh, dear God. That's Valentine's Day at that age is such a, like, big.
Rough.
Big deal.
Rough, man.
Do you remember, like, your first Valentine's Day? Did you ever have, like, a crush or someone that had a crush on you, like, give you a special?
I definitely had a crush. I've had a crush on someone every day of my life for all of the years. Right. Except now, I genuinely don't have a crush.
Not one?
I don't think so.
Huh.
That's not, like a dumb crush. You know what I mean? Like,
not a celebrity.
I don't have a crush on anyone that's in... Well, I did have a crush on this one guy that's kind of in... Not in my life, but, like, I see him every once in a while. No idea he had a girlfriend at all. And then he just, like, posted this video, and I'm, like, watching it, like, oh, what's he doing? And he proposed. And I was like, oh. That ended that. I just don't – I don't have anyone in my circle, like, a guy that I know that mm-hmm. I have a crush on.
Wow.
So sad.
We need to get out.
I know.
That means it's time to get out of the circle.
I usually have crushes on literally everyone. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was a period in my life where I always had at least three.
Oh, yeah.
Crushes. Like, you know, obviously I wasn't in a relationship at that time, but, like, I'd have a crush on this guy. I'd have a crush on this guy. I'd have a crush on this guy. And it was always just like.
And in high school, like, how fast it changes. Uh-huh, like, you're like, yeah. Oh, I'm so in love with, like, Chad, and I'll never get over him. I'm going to be in love with him forever. And then you have one conversation with, like, Joey, and you're like, oh, my God, Joey and me have so much in common.
That's so true.
Yeah, I think I would definitely put extra effort into, like, a guy's Valentine, but not enough to where he could tell that it stuck out of, like, the others. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, in like, elementary or middle school, you would, like, bring Valentines for the class. Like, yeah. I would always go through every card and, like, give the one that I was like, this one's, like, extra cute.
There was this guy in elementary school who had a crush on me, and I remember being so embarrassed because I didn't like him like that. And he got everyone SpongeBob Valentines. And then I got mine. And mine was, like, I opened it. It was, like, covered in stickers and, like, confetti.
God, stickers.
And it was like all extra. And everyone's was all plain. And I remember him. I look back and I'm like, oh, I would want to, like, hug him. Because I just remember he was, like.
So nervous.
Yeah. Like, he was, like, hunkered
watching
in his chair.
You.
Just,
yeah.
Like, looking at me. And I just remember I was always, like, very polite and very sweet. And I just remember being like, thank you. And then not knowing what else to do.
Thank you so much.
I was just so like, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. And it happened. Ugh. Yeah. I just want to squeeze him now.
This doesn't count as, like, Valentine, but I do want to tell, like, some a high school
Ooh,
horror story.
Okay.
So this is, like, a two-part story. So I had really bad luck with guys that I liked, like, always just, like, the worst things happened. So in high school, I had this guy that I really liked, and he liked me, so it was, like, a very confusing situation. But I had planned, I had, like, gone all out on how I was going to ask him to like prom or formal or something. And it was like, I literally had all these like fortune cookies that I like took the fortune out, re-put something in, resealed the bag. Like,
whoa.
I'm telling you, I spent hours on this. And it was one of those where like I took the bag to the office and I had notes like, okay, this goes out first period, second period, third period, whatever, right?
Wow.
The whole thing. So I was on the bus with all the cheer and dance squad going to a game, and I was telling the whole bus like my story. And there's this girl who is a year older than me on the bus too that heard the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
She goes home that night, calls the guy and just goes, hey, do you want to go to formal with me? And he says yes. So I go to school the next day.
Oh my God, Taryn.
Dressed to the nines, so excited, and take it to the office. The office lady was so cute. She was like, you know, her short little curly hair. She's like, oh, honey, he's going to love this. We get about to third period, and I'm like, sweating all day, like, right, avoiding seeing him because I'm like, oh my God, he's like opening all the stuff. I'm like, yeah, asking my friends, like, did you see him open it? Whatever. I'm walking in the hallway. This girl walks straight up to me. She goes, hey, I just thought you should know I asked him to formal last night and we're going together. So I just want to let you know. And I remember I just froze. I was so shy in high school. Like, I was really quiet. So I was just like, oh, okay. And then I like walked. Now it would have been like freaking throwdown. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Walked to the office and I had to ask her. I was like,
can I have it back?
Can you please stop sending those out? And she's like, do you want them? And I was like, no, but can you stop sending them? And she was like, honey.
Oh.
So then I left and I cried and I begged my mom if I could like go home early. And she said yes. So then then prom comes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my really good friends said he was like really in love with this girl from another school, but he's like, oh, she can't come. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask him because I'd rather go with a friend. I do this epic thing again. Go take it to the office lady. I'm like, oh my God. Like, okay, if you can send on every period, like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, honey, like so excited. A few periods in, I'm walking down the hall and he walks up to me and he goes, Taryn, why are you asking me to prom? And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, why are you asking me? I told you, like, I really like this girl. Like, you're putting me in this really weird position. He was, like, mad at me. And I was like, I thought you said she couldn't go. So I was just like, whatever. And he's like, no, she can go now. And I was like, fine, I'll take it out. So I, like, walk back to the office and I'm like, can you please stop? And she literally looked at me and was like, she came around the desk and just hugged me. And I was, aww, like, but yeah, I had like the worst luck. So yeah.
Oh my God.
Savage.
I would
have
killed that girl.
No. Yeah. I did not like her at all. And she ended up marrying one of my like best guy friends. You know who I'm talking about. That we're no longer friends.
Yes.
Which makes sense of why like our friendship drifted. Yeah. So anyways, it was a sad day. But I cried for like weeks. I was so, because it wasn't just embarrassing because like the whole school knew about it. Yeah. And he obviously, like, he was so sweet. So he didn't know what to do.
Right.
And every period he was just like, oh, like when he would get one. But we genuinely liked each other and I thought something was going to happen. And so it was like heartbreaking in like multiple ways. And he was one of those guys who's like, I don't know what to do. Like, she asked me, like, I feel like I have to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like nothing ended up happening with us after that. But
because the skank ruined it.
I know.
I hate her.
I feel so bad for like little high school me. I just want to hug her.
I feel bad for high school. Yeah. I mean, people like that.
She sat there and listened.
No, it comes back.
It
came back and bit her later. I know it. People like that. It always karma. She's a bitch. Yeah. That's what they always say.
And you know what's funny? Like those stories about high school stuff, like, you know that that person probably has no recollection of it because it was just a passing moment. But for me, I'm like, I was wearing.
Those are the people that are so cruel that can just do it without even thinking about how it's affecting other people. And like, that's just goes to show how cold hearted she is. And I'm, again,
so embarrassing.
I'm telling you, I don't know who this girl is, but I bet karma came back for her.
Yeah. Poor Taryn.
Poor Taryn. This one says, okay, this is kind of related. Long story short, my college roommate dropped out and my new roommate showed up to the dorm unannounced on Valentine's Day last year. She had been living with her partner and they had just broken up. It's not at all related, but it made for a very horrible Valentine's Day for me.
Wait. Say the first part again.
She had a college roommate that dropped out. Her new roommate showed up to the dorm unannounced on Valentine's Day last year after having broken up with her partner who she had been living with. So she was a heartbroken mess on Valentine's Day.
Oh my
gosh.
And
the roommate, who doesn't know her at all, is sharing like very close quarters with her and had to deal with that. Imagine.
Ugh, that's rough.
And like not knowing the person, just being like, obviously, if you know them, you're going to be more emotionally supportive and caring. Yeah. But you're just like, hi.
I don't know how to.
What's your name again?
Can you know? I hug you? Like, yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Can I make you a coffee?
Yeah. Do you want some ice cream?
What can I get you?
Haagen-Dazs?
Some chocolate?
Okay, so the next one is actually like something one of my friends told me.
Ooh.
And again, it's not like Valentine, but it's just like a guy horror story.
Yes.
Okay. So she had started dating this guy and like started noticing just like little things popping up, you know, mm-hmm. just little things that she's like, huh, that's interesting. But like he was like on the outside overall, you're like, oh, he's this like sweet guy. So she the place she worked with was having like a work day where like people could come volunteer and like help with like what they were doing. So it's technically like her job, but he was like, oh my gosh, like I'll totally come help and like whatever. So he comes and helps and he's like in the room helping and like she's doing her job. Like she would come in, give supplies or be like, oh, like this is what we're doing next, like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then like they got food for everyone. That was like a part of this work day. And so she walks in and she's like, hey, everybody, like, you know, taco bar is like in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, please feel free to like go get food, whatever. So he gets food with everyone, whatever. They end up like a day later. She like tells him like, hey, like, I don't think we're on the same page. Cause like I said, she just kept noticing these tones. Mm-hmm. So he tells her, he's like, you know what? That's fine. Because I've been meaning to tell you that you did something the other day that made me so mad. He was like, I came all the way out here and helped you with your job. Your job could not like do what it does without my help. He says this. Okay. Then he says, and you came in and were just bossing me around and telling me what to do. And then you walk in and you just tell me with everyone, like, there's food, go get it. And he was like, you just treated me like I'm some employee. What? When in fact, what you should have done is walked over, got a plate, put two tacos on it, put some cilantro, some sour cream on it, walked over and handed it to me and said, here you go. Thank you so much for all you've been doing.
So descriptive.
Oh, that's what I said.
Wow.
But also, like, high toxic masculinity.
No, seriously.
And so she was just sitting there listening to this and was like, you know, like when you end some, have you ever had a guy where you're like, hey, I don't think this is working out. And then it's like all of the strength they had been using to hide their crazy side.
Yeah.
They lose it. Yeah. And then the crazy side just comes like full force at you. It was like that. And that was just like a cherry on the top of like a massive amount of stuff he started saying.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
It's wild.
Isn't that actually bizarre? Imagine a guy telling you that. I would be like, you know what? This conversation is not needed because what you just said, I have nothing else to say to you.
Yeah. I mean,
there will never
I
be
don't
a chance
know
for
that
us.
I would care to even say anything. I'd just be like, I gotta go.
Yeah, like,
and you'll never hear from me again.
That's an inside voice thought.
Yeah.
I would be like, that's an inside
insane.
Voice thought that you should be ashamed of. But the fact that you just full blown said that out.
So confidently.
So confidently.
With directions.
And you want an apology.
So many directions.
So
instructions.
Many directions.
Like, I don't even know. I feel like I would just be in so much shock. I feel like I would have no poker face. Like, I feel like my jaw would be to the floor. And I would just be like, I don't know how to respond. And I also don't care to make it nice anymore. So I would probably like moonwalk away and just be like, finger guns,
I'm outie.
Bye.
I'm outie.
Not going to hear from me again.
Never again.
Crazy.
If that doesn't give you like an instant ick, I don't know what would.
Yeah.
Like I wish every guy that ended something with me would just throw in a comment like that, mm-hmm. I would have no attachment to no one.
It would be so easy.
Yeah.
It would be so easy if people would just show how crazy they are and you're just like, yeah. That was a good thing. Me ending, us ending, that was a good thing.
Yep.
Saved me from
a
big old mess. I've never had like a really bad Valentine's Day. I wouldn't say I've had like a bunch of amazing ones. I feel like they were actually mostly just kind of boring.
Yeah.
But I never had like a horrible horror Valentine's Day story. I did, one of my exes from like forever ago was really cute. And he was the first one to ever like give me a Valentine's Day date.
Aww.
And he was in college at the time at UCR, and he like had all his roommates leave. And so I came over, I thought we were going to dinner. I like opened the door and he had the fireplace on and like a table set up for just the two of us. He had made this like whole elaborate dinner, dipped strawberries in chocolate, like made this whole thing for me. And I just remember being like, is this what it's like? To be like super spoiled on Valentine's Day, because I had gone through like all of high school and a couple of years then without having like a real Valentine's Day. And I was just so like floored.
I was like,
this is incredible. Like, this is so great. But that's my own little.
Yeah.
That was my first like good Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Me and my ex had like a lot of, we took turns like planning them. But when we started hanging out, we were like just quote unquote just friends, mm-hmm. because we were like, he had just gotten out of a relationship. So we were like taking it slow. And so Valentine's Day was coming up and I was like, do you want to hang out? Like, can we meet up? And he was like, oh, I don't know. It's like Valentine's Day. And I was like, it's nothing crazy, but like, we should like meet up. And so, but I, of course, like I still made, which now thinking back, like, I feel like I think I was artsy. For a short period of my time, because I made this like collagey like art piece, but he was very like artsy fartsy, so I think like I was trying to like step
maybe
up for
leaning
him.
Into it a little bit for him.
So we met up and like we were just like in his car like hanging out talking, and I like gave it to him, and then his face went just like blank, and he was like, Taryn, like I genuinely like did not expect this, and I feel so bad. He's like, I didn't get you anything, like, because like,
well, he made
we're
it clear
not dating.
He
made it clear. And I was like, no, it's okay. And then he starts like looking around his car and he's like, okay, close your eyes. And I was like, okay. And he works with kids, and he had got like literally those like foldable like Valentines you get like packs of, mm-hmm. and he had like scribbled out like what she had wrote, like it was like to Mr. So-and-so from like, I don't know, Sarah. He had scribbled it out and it said to Taryn Love in his name.
God.
And so he like hands it to me. And it was just, it just shows how like, just like that was like a piece of paper, whatever.
Right.
But I kept that forever because I was just like, oh, that's cute that he was like, wait, let me give you something.
Well, and that's like, cute. That's kind of like the Poppy story. Not Poppy. That was her dog's name. That's kind of like the story with the dog Poppy, where like, he had all of this stuff planned out and she was like, wait.
Yeah. No, it was cute. And then I think mine that I like went all out, I like cooked his favorite meal and I had like decorated the whole house. And then like I had like music playing and like candlelight dinner, like it was like a little restaurant. And then I had made like this tent canopy with like chocolate dipped strawberries and
cute,
his favorite
Taryn.
Movie. And then like we went in the jacuzzi and had all these like light sticks. Like I just like went all out for like all the little things, but it was a really cute Valentine's-y date.
The best Valentine's of my life was last year because we were in
South Africa
for Valentine's Day, which was so much fun.
Wait, did you like do something? Just the two of you or not?
We like had that night together, but not really. I mean, it was a big group of us. So we like had done safari twice that day. We like went and got massages. We did a couples massage at the spa there.
Oh my gosh.
Which was so much fun. And then, just like made sure to like, everyone did. Because almost everyone there was coupled off.
Yeah.
So like, once it got like nighttime, like we all kind of
like
went and did our own things.
It's Valentine's, bye.
Yeah. Like we all like still got drinks together, but like,
yeah,
it was so cool. I feel like it's all downhill from there. It's got to be.
I mean, how do you beat a couple's massage in South Africa after hanging out with
safari.
Like elephants?
Yeah, like that was, it was so much fun.
What are your plans this V-Day, girl?
Something I feel like I'm really appreciative of Jackson that he's brought into our relationship is I feel like we're never bored. He's really good at being like, even if it's the weekend, like, okay, we're picking a genre of food and we're having a whole night themed, you know, and it's not over the top. It's very chill. Like the other day we made dumplings and made like a whole thing out of it. And I was just like, this
or you
is
guys will
fun.
Go like paint in the park or like, I feel like he brings out a really,
really good,
good
at yeah. stuff like that. And like just thinking that way. Whereas I get more like, oh, I'll book a reservation this or make a, you know, it's all anyways, he's very
You're
good
so
at
bougie, yeah.
last minute things. But something that we have been really good at is trying a bunch of new restaurants. And we've been trying to get out of our comfort zone and go to new places in LA because LA is such a great place.
Oh my
for
gosh,
food.
Yeah.
So we're going to this new restaurant called Cicada.
That's like that bug in Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Cicada.
And it is so vibey. Like they do live music. It's like this, it's like gold and chandeliers and very like old Hollywood feeling.
Yeah.
It looks like really great food and I'm just excited to try it. So,
dude, okay. I know that you've like on and off dated, like being older, like you've had like on and off, but I cannot wait to date again because like when I not just date, because like I've been on a couple dates, but like be in a relationship because like my relationship, we were so young and like poor and also like didn't have like he was very like indie artsy. So it was always like little like places no one's heard of, like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But like I'm more like even though I'm fine with like literally let's pick up Del Taco and like go play Mario Party at home.
Totally.
I also have that bougie side of me that I love like fancy restaurants and like getting dressed up. And I haven't experienced that with like a guy before. Like obviously with my girls, like we go out all the time and do stuff.
That's our love language to each
that
other.
That is our love language. Yes. We're like, oh, you want to go out of the country?
Should we get dressed up and go to dinner?
Always.
My favorite thing to do.
But I'm so excited for that, like to like go to fun restaurants or to like be able to like do that like sophisticated stuff to you.
Yeah.
Because I've never experienced that. Isn't that weird?
No, it's not weird. I totally get it, especially at that age that you were at. Like that's just when like you don't have money and you are figuring stuff out
for
and scratching together. It's a great chapter of life.
Yeah.
Because of that. But then also, I think like we were like, I had mentioned, I was like, hey, like Valentine's Day is coming up. Like, what do we want to do? And he was like, I don't know. Do you want a chill one or like something bigger? And I was like, I want to get dressed up. I was like, I don't care where we go. I was like, we could get dressed up and go sit on the park and look at the stars.
Yep.
But like, I want to look cute. And he was like, okay. So then my stipulation, because he said he wanted to try a new restaurant. I was like, I'm down for anything. I just want it to be like vibey. I want to order a cocktail and just like be a part of the atmosphere.
I want twinkle lights or flames to be lighting our meal.
Yes, 1,000%.
One of the both.
So we were like scrolling through trying to find like the most like vibey places. And it's crazy because I feel like we actually like kind of planned ahead for this one and it was already like kind of filling up.
Oh yeah.
Which was wild. So but we got into this one.
I'm
place,
so excited.
I'll try to find a photo of the like there's like this one like grand area and I'll show you because it's really pretty.
I can't wait on Valentine's Day. Your assignment is to get like a really cute photo of like you at the restaurant or you like, you know, Jackson like holding his hand but his back's to the camera because obviously he doesn't want to be shown and we respect that. And then I'm going to take a photo of myself at Valentine's Day and then we'll post it and be like, which one
are
you?
Oh wait, that's so fun.
Because I have plans of my own.
You better.
And it's a bottle of wine and a Chewbacca Lego set.
Things
are gonna get crazy.
I'm very excited for us.
Same.
For Valentine's Day. I hope you guys have the best Valentine's Day ever, whether you are having a Valentine's Day like Taryn's or you're having
a
Valentine's Day
man.
Like mine. You don't. It's all about love. Loving yourself, loving others. You could be having a Galentine's Day. It could be you and your dog, you and your cat. I just hope that you feel loved today.
Yeah, I have been single pretty much forever, and I love Valentine's Day. And I don't know why that's so odd. Like, it's like the one day, you get to be all like girly and like pink and hearts and like.
Also, it's kind of our friendiversary.
Oh my God.
Because we had met before, but hadn't actually really hung out until a Valentine's Day. You had said like, hey, are you doing anything? And I was like, no, should we have a day? And we drove out to Beverly Hills.
We did. And we got, I remember we got candy.
Uh-huh.
And then I was wearing that like daisy dress.
Uh-huh.
And we took like pictures and like hung out all day.
We went to the Grove, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which was a big deal because we lived.
I love you, Ash.
We lived. It sounds like, oh, you went to the Grove, but we didn't live here.
That,
so it
that
was a trek.
Bougie.
Yeah. It was like a far drive for us. And it was bougie for us.
How cute is
that?
We need to find that picture and post that picture too,
we should,
because that's cute.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Mandy, take note. We're taking those photos, adding the old photos, and then taking Valentine's Day photos and saying,
you know,
which are you.
One of the many reasons I'm so thankful for Mandy is because we've always, since we started the podcast, we always say, oh my gosh, let's post a picture of this. Let's
we never do our follow
never
through
follow
is
all the
so
DMs
bad.
All the DMs would be like, where's the photo of the ice cream cone?
We'd
and
like,
we're like,
oh crap,
I don't know.
Taryn would be like, where's the ice cream? And I'd be like, I don't know. And I'd be like trying to find it.
Now we have
such
Mandy who follows through. So
God,
everyone say, yay, Mandy. We love Mandy. Okay. All right. Well, that is the end of our Valentine's Day episode. We hope you enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that makes you feel better about your own misery than hearing about other people's.
Absolutely.
So that's, we just wanted to make you feel not alone.
100%.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for.
That's our mission.
Okay. I feel, Ash.
Yes.
I really have confidence in you.
That I get this?
That you're going to get this.
Okay.
Okay. What flower gives the most kisses on Valentine's Day?
Think about it. What flower?
Flower.
I want to say butterfly.
That's
butterfly
not
kisses.
A flower, Ashley.
Flower that gives kisses.
What do you kiss with?
Lip.
How many lips do you have?
Two lips.
Yeah, girl. You
Two
got
lips.
It. All by yourself.
Wow, that was hard.
With no help.
She wasn't mouthing it to me.
No, I was like... just wide eyed.
If you made it to the dad joke, we love you the mostest. Thank you so much for spending your Valentine's Day with us. I hope you felt loved. Be sure to check out our Supercast subscription service where you can mm-hmm. get more content of Taryn and I. You can ask us fun questions and just get, again,
intimate.
More times with Taryn and I.
If you don't have anyone to be intimate with, this is Valentine's Day.
Supercast.
You can get intimate with us on at Super. On anyways,
that was great.
In Supercast.
If that didn't really sell you on subscribing to our subscription,
I don't know what will.
I don't know what will. And we hope you have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, we love you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.